The KVOE preseason area high school football tour continues, and we're wrapping up our tour this week, previewing the Northern Heights Wildcats. And we're joined now by Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines. And coach, how's the transition been from 11-man to 8-man this offseason, and as you had a couple weeks of practice to get ready for this season?
It's been a lot of work getting my mind wrapped around. I still find myself in practice trying to call 11-man offensive plays with the way we call our scheme. So it's a pretty simple transition, but getting it right in your mind and in the kids' mind, it's a totally different game than what we were playing. So, like I told the kids when we started, we will be a different team 2 to 3 weeks from when we started practice than we were the first day. Just work on getting better every day.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the guys you got back returning, and who are you're depending on this year?
I've got 4 seniors this year that are returning that have played quite a bit of varsity football, and most of them are linemen, and we're getting better every day. If we can get a line to fire off the football, we will have some success this year. And then I want to say 5 or 6 juniors that have played varsity football since they've been pretty well freshmen, and they're a lot of our skill players, so I'm looking forward to see what they can do.
What do you think the biggest thing has been during the off season for the guys that are returning and making this transition?
Getting in the weight room has been a big deal, and this summer's been better than last of getting kids to show up, but it's still a work in progress of getting the whole team to buy in and showing up to weights. And like our skills players, we played 5-on-5 this summer, and I felt like our spread game is really good, but like I said earlier, our line will dictate whether we have success this year or not.
And I believe you guys are in a jamboree tonight, I believe up at Burlingame, I believe?
Correct. And I think we play scrimmage Rural Vista and Linden tonight.
So those will be 2 good teams that you're going up against.
Yes, sir, they will be.
And go ahead.
We're looking forward to going over and getting kind of a practice game in before our first game next week to see what all we have to work on next week and get better at it. Because eight man game to 11-man is just it's a different scheme. So I'm excited to go over there and learn by trial and error and not just be hitting each other in practice. It's good to get against some other kids from other schools and give ourselves a different look.
So what does it mean for the guys to be able to tackle somebody else that's not themselves tonight?
Well, we have trouble getting them to they like to play the game of, well, it's my buddy, I don't want to hit them hard. And and you just get sick of hitting the same people every day, which I understand. So maybe if we get some different competition, I'm hoping that turns some aggression on in our guys.
And you open up the season with Burlingame coming up next Friday, and you know, you guys are in the Lyon County League now, so you're going to see all 5 Lyon County League schools that are 8-man, and then you're going to see some difficult tasks in district play as well.
Yeah, that is correct. And Burlingame starting out, that's a pretty tough challenge to start with. And we're going into it, we're going to get better from it. We're not going to, if something goes wrong, we're not going to put our heads down. That's what I'm trying to get through their heads. And because Burlingame is a very competitive team and they're well coached. And but if we learn something from it, each week, Lebo's a pretty tough, well-coached team. Each week we should get better and better, and there are games on our schedule that we should win, and I'm excited to play Burlingame next week because it's good to play competition.
Most definitely, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here this season, and looking forward to our chats every Friday on the Area Coaches Corner, which will start next Friday.
Yep. I appreciate it, Mr. Sherwood.
Today's stop of the KVOE Preseason Area High School Football Tour, Northern Heights, has been brought to you by Equity Bank. Learn more about how they can serve you at equitybank.com. Member FDIC.